Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
In the studio with us now on WKOK Sunrise, TJ Eike is here, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We always talk about the mission and work of the Chamber and their upcoming events. They got career fairs, breakfast briefings, and what is it called? On the job?
Yes, we have inside job tours as well. So many things going on.
Well, they sure do, and they come out with a monthly It's Your Business book. Plus, is he still doing the video connection, too?
Absolutely. We have a It's Your Business IYB TV as well that comes out twice a month, and this magazine also is digital, and we have some really exciting creative ways this is going to hit folks on 2022 as well.
All right, Jeff Schaefer is a household face around here on the computers when the video update comes around each month, so a couple times a month. So we're talking about the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. There really is just a ton going on with many events. I mentioned a career fair. I have that down on my calendar. It's imminent. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we just had one last week, and we're having one again tomorrow at Warrior Run High School. And, you know, things are constantly changing. Typically, it'd be one career fair at Milton Area School District and all the other districts in the region we bust in. With COVID, we didn't want to have that cross-contamination, if you will, of students coming across different districts. So now each district is holding their own. Milton was incredibly successful, and Warrior Run is going to trump them and actually have more folks, more vendors at theirs. So I think it's upwards of 40 different employers going to be there. And it's a combination of employers, some colleges, also some trade schools, and also the armed forces as well, to give the high school students a complete exposure of all the opportunities there are here in the region.
Well, and I think part of it is, too, it used to be that if some of the high schoolers wanted to maybe take a year off or poke around or weren't sure they were going to go, the stakes weren't always that high. I mean, you could always say, well, you got 80 years to decide what you want to do kind of thing, you know. But honestly, for the workplaces, the stakes are super high. They've got to get kids nibbling at these jobs.
Yeah, and it's just a really cool opportunity because the kids get to ask these employers questions that they might not get an answer anywhere else that is a real heart-to-heart answer. So the kids can ask the employers various questions about the different positions. And also, in my opinion, too, they're going to take stuff home to mom and dad. And we have a lot of mom and dads that are looking for different opportunities as well. So it's a win-win all the way around.
All right, so we're talking about the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, that career fair, not open to the public per se, right?
Well, any businesses or, you know, not-for-profits, schools and so forth that have interest in getting up in front of those high school students, they just have to simply call our office. I'm sure Michael would work with anyone, our education coordinator, if someone had a last-minute interest, but there is no fee to participate other than your time to be there and interact with the students, and you get to have a free school lunch. So there's never an opportunity at our age, Mark, to just go back and have a school lunch, and it has changed tremendously. So if you have any interest, simply call the office here this morning, 570-742-7341, and ask for Michael. He'd be glad to assist.
And there's supposedly no such thing as a free lunch, but I guess we're going to bust that right out of the water.
That's correct. We have sponsors such as PP&L and the Daily Item and other folks that help with our student programs on a regular basis, so they're covering lunch for our vendors that are going to be there working with the students.
All right, you have a break. Well, let's see. Let's go back in the past. I don't do this too much with you, but you did have Congressman Keller recently at a legislative breakfast, so a real coup there, and it was great to see him back in the region.
Yeah.
Talking about these critical issues in Harrisburg, they're just crazily important lately. So you had that. What's coming up in terms of breakfast conversations?
You know, no rest for the weary. This Friday, we're hosting a breakfast at our office, and we do have a few seats open. These breakfasts are very low-key, open-collar, very comfortable, but you get an opportunity to talk about yourself and your business at your elevator pitch, which is about 28 seconds in front of the entire group. Typically, we have about 30 folks. We make the breakfast in-house, and it's just a really good opportunity to get out on a Friday morning, rub elbows with some other folks, exchange what you're up to and what they're up to, and like I said, we do have a few seats open. Graphite Grant Works. Jennifer Rempe is going to be talking a little bit about what she does as the sponsor of the breakfast. But again, if you have interest, give a call. I'm sure Jessica would be very grateful to get you registered. And we look forward to seeing everyone Friday morning. It's always a great way to end a week and start a weekend.
All right, with Graphite Grants, right? Am I saying that right?
Yep, Graphite Grant Works.
All right, well, yeah, that's Jennifer's business, where she works with primarily nonprofits, but also for-profit companies to make sure that grants and loans and low-interest funding opportunities and sort of team-up assistance, these people that think big and work cooperatively with governments and so on to take advantage of pooling big dollars. She's an expert at that, right?
Absolutely, and it's her passion as well.
Okay, super. Well, the folks will want to catch that Friday. Plus, there'll be lots more information there. You have a State of the Workforce update on HR seminar coming up. Now, we're going to hear from the presenter in the next 20 minutes or so, but give our audience a glimpse of this.
Yeah, so Angela Hummel is a member of the Central PA Chamber, and she came to me, and she's been following what the Central PA Chamber has been doing with the untapped workforce in regards to our reentry program. And she asked if I would be a keynote speaker at this event. And of course, any chance I can get to expose employers to this new opportunity and encourage them as well. So I said, absolutely. And we've been promoting her event. I think it's something that a lot of folks have been wanting, but just don't have the time to travel or add into the expense. So it's a very nominal fee, and it's in Milton, and it's just a few hours of your day that can really educate folks on a variety of HR needs.
8:30 a.m. to noon, and when you talk reentry, you're talking finding some of these great workers who have been incarcerated, correct?
Yeah, incarcerated, on parole, on probation, for various reasons. They're all eligible to work, but it's really hard, you know, just as an individual to get a job and find somebody to give you that first break, if you would. But imagine if you had something on your background that really just eliminated you from any opportunities. So I've been working with employers. We've been very successful to educate them on the benefits of giving these folks a second chance, and the reward is just unmeasurable.
Well, and you were talking about this long before the worker shortage. Now, of course, it's kind of underscored what you were talking about then. We didn't believe you then, so now we do. Well, that's not exactly true, but you get the idea. You know, it's so much more critically important. When it comes to the worker shortage, in what way are you working with your companies and potential employees?
Yeah, so we just stay, you know, on the pulse of our members. They have different issues, as various different industries and sectors do. So they know that they have the ability to contact myself or anybody on my team or stop in. And then we figure out what their niche market is, and then we try to partner them, if you will, with folks that can assist in that various industry. But also, like we said earlier, holding events like the career fairs and getting them engaged with school districts that have different programs that could get students ready to come right out into the workforce. So we're trying as many out-of-the-box ideas as we can, but also just be there as a cheerleader as well. Sometimes it gets really stressful, and it's easy to get down and think that you can't overcome the worker shortage, but we're trying to make sure that we can encourage folks and stay there and be their cheerleader.
Well, we've seen some businesses go out of business because they said, you know, if I have a restaurant, but I can't operate a dining room without help. You know,
absolutely. And I think it all starts at the top, though. You'll see those that are still surviving and some that are opening and thriving. Those at the top have not shied away from rolling up their sleeves and bussing tables and doing dishes, and you have to be able to do that. You can't just sit behind the office door and hope that it's all going to work out. You have to get out there and make it happen and lead by example.
I remember when I used to see the owner of the Lewisburg Hotel. One time I drove by and he was carrying two big garbage bags out by the dumpster. And I thought, this is a guy that does it all. You know, anything that needs done, if something's stacking up or needs help or needs work or a worker needs help, he was there. So, of course, we all know who he was. So we remember that, Norm Buck. But, okay, so now the other activities. You got about 2 minutes left in this segment. We're coming back at 7:40. We're going to talk to Angela Hummel. Angela Hummel Consulting on the state of the workforce and an update on HR. So that's at 7:40. But other things that are coming up.
So something really cool that I would get in trouble with the office if I go back and forgot to mention, that in the last few days we went live on Instagram. We follow our members, and what they want to do is what we do. We go by what they tell us. And we're getting a lot of different members who are a little more on the cutting edge or a little younger, if you will. And Instagram has been incredibly successful. successful in the few days that we've been on, so follow us there. And also our 2022 membership and benefits opportunities guide is ready and available digitally. But if you need a copy, again, just let us know. We'd be glad to get you a hard copy. And this week we're having a President's Club luncheon, so that's pretty exciting. The individuals who support us above and beyond throughout the year, we gather them for a special one-on-one luncheon, if you will. So we're going to be having lunch at La Primavera later this week with that group. And we kind of give them the inside of what we're looking to do in 2022 before it hits the masses, if you will, since they give above and beyond. So we're very appreciative to that group as well. This past year was our largest President's Club circle ever, and I look for that to grow even more. So it just goes to show the significant support we get from our members, and it's all about our members as well.
All right, yeah, the President's Club is A&A Construction and Services all the way to Weaver Wire Consultants, and I guess there's probably 30 names on this.
Yeah, I think we hit the 40-plus mark this past current year, and I look for that to hopefully expand in our coming year as well.
Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
Look, what do you know?
So get some of the eggheads out front to go to that luncheon, and they'll be there. Okay, so the membership guide, the presidential luncheon, and how about the contact information with our remaining moments?
Absolutely.
Here?
So you can call our office anytime, 570-742-7341. Or you can find us on the web, centralpachamber.com. And if you're looking for our events, simply click on the events calendar, and they're there throughout 2022. It's never, ever too early to register for an event. Lots of them fill up a week or month in advance, depending on what they are. So I encourage you to hop out there and check things out.
Yeah, I was surprised that LeaderCast didn't quite sell out 100%, but got very, very close to it. And some folks like myself waited till the last minute to sign up. But I got in that. That was a real good one. Yeah, and if companies are interested in continuing education, it's so hit or miss. You never know if these will be a home run for your workers or just wasted time. You know, the workers don't respect continuing ed. It doesn't seem to them as practical or plausible. So to contact the chamber, say, TJ, here's what I need. I got to get my workers doing this, or I got to get myself online or on Facebook or doing social media better, whatever it happens to be. They got a ton of opportunities. CentralPAChamber.com. All right, well, we're talking about a tour de force in the Valley when it comes to business and community and leadership and workers. That's TJ Eike, but she works for the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, president and CEO. We'll be back at 7:40 with more of our consultation with TJ here on WKOK.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders at his proper spot on the other side of the glass. So we were super glad to see him there. He's taking great care of us. He's why the WKOK podcast page will have not only the first half of our interview that we conducted at 7:10 this morning, talking about a wide range of topics, the re-entry workforce that's out there, the worker shortage, and the continuing education, and the membership guide, and the President's Club luncheon, and the Instagram that the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce is doing. But they have an upcoming workshop that we previewed. TJ Eike is here, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for coming back.
Absolutely.
Very glad to see you again. And TJ is going to be joined right now on the news line by Angela Hummel of Angela Hummel Consulting. Lots of folks have seen her at seminars and workshops around here, and a lot of individuals have utilized her to make sure that, all the way down to just making sure your resume looks like something reasonable, up into trying to really understand how to move up in the workforce and bust the ceiling above you and move even higher. So, Angela, thank you so much for calling in today.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. You're one of those people around here that is out there doing a lot of work for good and traveling around and making a big impact here, although you don't always get a lot of attention or headlines, but it's great that you're doing this. And so let's talk about this. First of all, I will let TJ give you a brief introduction as to why we're talking about this, and then we'll talk to you, Angela. So, TJ.
Yeah, absolutely. So anytime that we can get an extra highlight of a member who's doing something great, we take advantage. So I reached out to Angela and wanted to make sure that she had an opportunity to be heard on the radio here this morning. So thank you to Mark as well. But this is something that she's put together that I think is really needed. And it's an opportunity for all businesses of all sizes to get out and get some key information. So I wanted to make sure that when she asked me if I would participate, absolutely. And make sure we can get some extra ears out there to hear what's happening.
All right, the State of the Workforce Update HR Seminar. Tell us all about this, Angela.
Sure. I had a colleague, or have a colleague, in the Hershey, PA area. Her name is Kim Nash, and her company is Thrive Incorporated. And she had this vision and wanted to serve local businesses in the area and share some updated information and practical strategies to address HR and really just serve the local businesses around their hiring needs and this really big challenge that we have with the state of the workforce. So Kim and I partnered up, and we had this great opportunity for Christ Wesleyan Church to serve as our facility host, and we're so thankful that we are holding this in-person event on the beautiful campus of CWC Life in Milton. Again, they've graciously offered their facility. And if you are an HR or business professional in the Susquehanna Valley, then this is just the seminar for you.
Well, glimpse, just a brief remark. What is the state of the workforce? I know there's not enough workers, but that, you know, creates positives and negatives in the workplace and positives and negatives for the workers.
Yeah, and Erica Mulberger from Advanced Central PA is going to speak on that topic, and certainly the labor shortage and all of the challenges that we face, and she'll be talking about that. And then on top of it, of course, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, and we'll need some legal updates to include our COVID mandates, the OSHA EPS, Emergency Temporary Standard updates, and we have attorney Renee Matai Myers coming in from Eckert Siemens, and she's also based in the Hershey area, so we're very excited to learn from her and especially to help us figure out what proactive steps we should be taking and not waiting until the beginning of the year to implement and comply with some of these standards.
All right, so this is coming up this Thursday, so it's right around the corner, but there's still room for folks to sign up. TJ, you still have room. Give us the who, what, when, where, and why, and how to get on board.
Absolutely. So we're partnering with Angela in sponsoring this event, but if you go on the CWC website, you can get on there and register. Also, if you'd be willing, if you needed help, to call our office again, we'd be glad to help you get in contact and get registered. And, you know, for $20, I don't think you can go wrong. You're going to take way more than that from this event. And also, there's going to be a resource table there. So different things that you hear or people you hear from will have an opportunity to grab some materials and take with you as well, to kind of help reiterate and put you back in touch with those folks for maybe an extended conversation.
And Angela, what's at stake here? Let's suppose I'm uninformed on all these topics you told me about. What happens to companies that don't stay current on these important HR evolutions?
Well, certainly I think you're going to end up behind and maybe even out of compliance. So we wanted to be sure to provide up-to-date and practical strategies that people can apply right away. So we're going to talk about career pathways, what we're doing locally to prepare students to become job-ready. As TJ mentioned, we're going to talk about an untapped labor pool, so finding employees that in places you didn't expect. And then we'll talk about employer branding and interviewing and onboarding and training as well.
All right, so those are some of the glimpses. And yeah, out of compliance, think fine if you're filling out some of these important forms for the U.S. government. They require a lot of specificity on things and accuracy. So if you're out of compliance with the rules, that's a big dilemma for companies. All right. Well, Angela, we'll let you wrap up. If folks aren't familiar with your work in general, let's wrap up with a quick glimpse of the mission and work of Angela Hummel Consulting.
Oh, thanks so much. Yes, I had over 20 years of experience doing human resources and talent development work, and I opened up my own coaching and consulting practice based here in Northumberland, Pennsylvania in 2019, and am so excited to be able to expand my work, you know, really across the nation with virtual opportunities. It's really been an exciting venture, so thank you so much for the support.
All right. We can get more information about Angela Hummel Consulting. What's your website?
AngelaHummel.com.
All right. Well, that's easy enough. Okay. I probably could have figured that out. All right. Super. Well, Angela, thank you so much for all you're doing in the community. I know you do a lot of pro bono stuff for folks that are newly jobless and so on. So thank you for that. And thanks for your upcoming seminar this week with the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
And it's Angela Hummel, Angela Hummel Consulting, LLC, HR and Talent Professional, AngelaHummel.com. And this Thursday's workshop, State of the Workforce Update HR Seminar, Christ Wesleyan Church. This is an in-person only event, so 8:30 a.m. to noon at their youth center. But that's a sprawling facility, so everybody will be distanced adequately. And the last time I was over there, masks were required to go in the building, so I'm not sure what the status of that is. So you'll see that on the sign when you go in. Do what I do. Put a mask in the pocket and keep it there. You're going to need it somewhere where you go during the day. All right, well, we've got just a couple of moments left. TJ, what else is cooking these days?
Yeah, I just want to make sure folks know that our board elections are up and running. Something that's really unique about the Central PA Chamber that folks don't realize is our board is nominated and then elected by their fellow members. They are not appointed or handpicked or, you know, selected for various reasons. So our election is open. The ballots went out yesterday about 12 noon. Every member, the primary contact for every membership, gets to vote. So the ballots went out yesterday digitally, and they close on November 21st at 4:30. So then they will be calculated and presented to the board, and the board will ratify those and make an announcement, and we will have at least 6 new board members on our board of 16 this coming January 1st. So that's pretty exciting. Folks on our board, like I said, are nominated and then voted in, and they are allowed to serve 2 consecutive terms of 3 years each, and then they must take a year off. So we like to keep the board fresh, but also it's a good mix. You know, there's folks there that have past experience. Folks will, the first 3 years after you're elected, then you have to run again for your second term. So it's pretty exciting to see the candidate slate that we have, that we've offered out. And, you know, I want to encourage folks, we've seen in the Milton borough race for mayor how one vote can matter. So if you do, you know, get your ballot, take a moment, read the bios and see who's your best fit, because they are your voice in the Central PA Chamber. They are the ones who actually take your concerns and, you know, are the ones that make it happen.
Well, yeah, you got a real working, I'm going to call it a working class board of folks that are the doers around here. They're not just a bunch of eggheads that are super smart, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that. But these are the company owners that exist around here. Brad Lawton from Lawton Insurance. Joel Harris, of course, he's been in that chair a couple times from the Salvation Army. Allison Hall up at the UPS store, so she's like the quintessential problem solver. So you got her on board. You got answers coming fast from her. So, okay, well, folks, make a note of that. The board elections are underway. 2 chamber members. So
yeah, and if you see on our website, or as Mark just looked at our magazine, our board of directors is not a secret. They are proudly displayed anywhere and everywhere that you see our name, and that's for good reason, because I said again, they are your voice. So if you have any issues, concerns, thoughts, ideas, questions, you know, they're your source. So reach out to them. Do not hesitate. That's why they took the opportunity to be on the board.
CentralPAChamber.com, the website. TJ, anything else to add additionally?
Yeah, I just want to say, if there's any needs or wants or issues or concerns, thoughts, don't ever hesitate. My phone is always open. My email is always open. And just reach out. Stop by. See our facility. It's an impressive facility, and it's right there at the beginning of the industrial park. So I encourage you to stop by.
What are you, T-E-A space? Or
actually, my email is the letter T, the letter J, A-I-K-E-Y, at centralpachamber.com. And if you happen to stop by, take a look at the northwest side of our building. We have a absolutely gorgeous, breathtaking American flag and state flag displayed that we dedicated to our longtime volunteer, Jim King, on Veterans Day last week. And we had Congressman Keller and State Representative Linda Culver there. And there's a state flag proudly displayed there that flew over the Capitol in Jim's honor. So we had a wonderful reception last week, and it's a beautiful addition to our campus.
All right, super. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thanks for the dedication to Jim. He was a great guy, super worker. And thanks for all the chambers doing. Thank you, TJ.
Our pleasure. Thank you.